It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli.
To train for soccer, I would just run around kicking things.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And that is a little preview, folks, to this daily sports dump for today, February 24, 2020. That was Nooch. He'll be joining us in a minute or two. You can say hi right now, Nooch.
Hey, guys.
Great. That's enough. But before we get back to him, we've got some jokes for you today. So thanks, Quincy. Let's take a look and see what we have. Ah, Heisman winner and presumptive Cincinnati Bengal Joe Burrow. Well, he raised a few flags, Dan, when his hands measured a mere 9 inches over the weekend. Now, officials only measured from palm to fingertip, saying there was no need to ever check his ring size because he's going to the Bengals. All right. In more draft news, Tua Tagovailoa, I think I said that right.
Nailed it.
Tua Tagovailoa, the other top quarterback in the draft, he has hands that are different sizes, his two hands. But what's more worrisome is the fact that both of his hips are on the same side of his body. Because he sustained some serious injuries.
That's great.
Yeah, the little chuckles are always, that's good. You're like a nice little chuckle.
Yeah,
track.
I'll laugh more now that I know I'm allowed to.
No. You should only laugh when it's funny.
Okay.
We're staying on the same topic, draft news. Ohio State star Chase Young announced he's not going to be working out at the Combine. Not to be outdone, star Oregon quarterback Justin Haber announced he would not be working out for whichever team drafts him in terms of the pick won't work out.
Got it.
Yeah. That could have been a little confusing.
Yeah, no. The explanation only adds to it. Makes
all these are explanation jokes. No, people get these.
No, they're very good.
It's great. We're moving on to hockey, yeah. And we'll be getting back to this a little later, but let me give you the update, everybody. The Carolina Hurricanes, they had to resort to using the Zamboni driver of the arena as an emergency goalie over the weekend. Now, while this is unusual, calling upon administrative staff to perform is hardly unheard of in sports. As a matter of fact, Major League Baseball teams have been using their bus drivers to provide clean urine for the players for decades. Because bus drivers, you know, they got to take drug tests, too.
Very good.
Yeah. Although I guess a bus driver could probably get away with using PEDs.
Yeah. And how many teams are hopping on the team bus in 2020?
Nice. The pilots. They use pilot urine.
Yeah.
Pilot urine may not be the cleanest in the world, though. We're sticking with, or we're back to football. Johnny Manziel, he returned to Twitter this weekend, and he said that he has zero desire to play football. So after hearing this, the Browns immediately moved him back up to the top of their draft board.
Always the smartest men in the room in Cleveland.
Always. Members of the 1980 Miracle on Ice team now, Dan, they made a controversial appearance at a Trump rally wearing Keep America Great hats over the weekend, proving that despite losing the hockey game, Russia is still the big winner overall.
Wow. Very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, because we're a Russian satellite soon.
There we go.
Now, experts praised it as a shrewd political move by the president because if he can win support from hockey fans, he'll bolster the one demographic he's really missing, violent, uneducated white people.
sweet sarcasm.
Oh, man. Satire, hopefully.
Yes.
As part of a halftime promotion at a recent Ole Miss basketball game, there was an 84-year-old woman. She won a car by sinking a 90-foot putt. Now, even more impressively.
Wait,
yeah.
Is this real life?
It is real life. She won a car by sinking a 90-foot putt across the basketball floor. Now, even more impressively, Dan, the putt apparently won new cars for every single player that the football team is recruiting this year, too.
Brilliant.
Amazing for them.
Wow.
And, so, go ahead.
Did they have some sort of, like, filament on double-sided tape guiding the ball? Or
no, it was an amazing
putt. The putt.
You could see she had played golf before.
Wow.
And it was a straight putt. She just hit it from one end line, one baseline to the other.
That is incredible.
It is incredible. Less incredible is the fact that the recruits won the cars. That happens every year there. And finally, I shouldn't say and finally because that's what they do on Le Batard Show, and that's what I stolen my and from.
Ooh.
But I eliminate the finally. See how it's different?
Absolutely.
So back to and the NFL is reportedly considering a 17-game season as part of their new collective bargaining agreement. Now, if this happens, the big winners, of course, would be the Detroit Lions, who'd finally be able to break their historic 0-16 record, probably as soon as this season, with an 0-17 record.
Yes, very good. Thank you, though, for the bonus explanation.
I'm just going to explain them all, because I'm not facing you, so it's hard to get your expressions.
Yeah.
Makes it difficult to...
I'm sorry.
Well, we're not interacting now, so that's fine. But now we are. Okay, and what we have to present to you folks is something very special. Now, I know Dan is here, but he's going to leave the room, and we are going to have an interview with, what was his name? David Ayers, the goaltender Zamboni driver from Toronto, who came in and won the game for the Carolina Hurricanes, is here with us, and we're going to interview him right now. Mr. Ayers, nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. What do you do?
Congratulations on your first NHL win.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, now you know who could have woke up in the morning and to dream about something like that. You know, so
nobody would dream of something like that. And now you're the regular Zamboni driver there in the arena in Toronto.
Yeah. No, I drive Zamboni. Help out. You know, they want to have some.
Oh, okay. And so. You're the emergency goalie. You must do some other jobs.
Yeah, I do. I'm the emergency diaper changer over in my neighborhood there with my neighbors, you know. If they need someone to stand in, I'm good to do that. I also do emergency Uber driving.
I'm sorry. Let me just stop you. So this isn't your only emergency gig.
Oh, no.
You're an emergency specialist. Emergency diaper changer. Now, is that... a parent has their hands full, or it's like, I need some help with the kids?
Yeah,
or
usually, you know, if Judy or Joe are out doing something, they got to...
So this isn't an official, like, city title. Like, the emergency goalie is like an NHL-designated thing.
That's right. I do have an official city title, and it's emergency mayor.
Emergency... In Toronto, they have an emergency... Well, that's probably... Is that because of Rob Ford?
It is definitely because of Rob.
Okay. So they instituted an emergency mayor.
Yeah, no, Rob had trouble keeping his nose out of trouble, so you know what I mean.
Had a hard time keeping his nose out of cocaine,
I think. Yeah, that's true.
I shouldn't make light.
Rest in power, Rob.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Rest in power. All right. Now, you mentioned an emergency Uber driver. Aren't all Uber drivers in a way? I don't know how to distinguish the difference.
Yeah, you're technically right. But if my buddy Jindo is driving his Uber and he's got to go pee or go get some chips at the store or something, you know, he'll call me and I'll hop in the car, take somewhere.
I don't think you're supposed to do that. I believe that's illegal.
Okay, well, I'll look into it. It could be illegal. You know, Canada, things are a little bit more reasonable, but it might be.
True. Laws are different there in Canada. Mm-hmm. Now, as the emergency goalie, have you been called in before to play goalie?
Close
in any
one
situation?
Time. Little Louis Quick got his finger in a jam, and the other guy was having some cramps, and I thought I'd gear up just in case, but the guy ended up being able to fight through it and play the rest of the game. But this was my first time, and it was really amazing. So,
okay, now, when you are in as the goalie, who is the Zamboni driver?
Yeah, there's a guy named Pete who makes pretzels and hot dogs most of the time, but he comes in.
So he's the emergency Zamboni driver. Mm-hmm. Now, is there a system where somebody then takes care of his pretzel and hot dog stand?
Yes.
Who's
that? His mom and his cousin Lily. They hop in and then they make sure all the pretzels and the hot dogs
get
to everybody.
So now, does this all happen? It must be a very quick moving thing once you find out and they find out.
It is, but we're so, you know, well trained and well prepared that it's like one single organism moving perfectly in fluid harmony.
So you guys do drills for stuff like this?
Yeah, you have to do a drill every morning and every day before sundown.
You do two drills a day for emergency goalie? And you've only been in once?
Correct. If you hear a whistle and a kazoo, you know it's time for a drill. If you don't do it, you're fired on the spot.
Wow. They run a tight ship there in Toronto. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now that, this is a pretty big highlight, and I don't know, do you have any plans? I've heard people talk about, like, get a script written about this, you know?
Well, I had people get in touch with me. I had a little company called Disney get in touch with me the evening of the event.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of movies like that.
Absolutely. Forrest Whitaker got in touch with me the next day.
Forrest Whitaker?
Yep. He's been writing a story about me. And I said, I told him the details of my life and how things came to this and everything. So,
well, you shouldn't give away too many of the details.
Yeah,
I don't want to say too much
I got to talk to some lawyers.
Yes, I think you should. Forrest Whitaker's an odd choice was he considering playing?
He wasn't alone. I had Tobey Maguire on the horn within hours. I had
Tobey Maguire?
Yep.
Now, are these people hoping to play the part or?
A variety. One would like to play the coach. One would like to play
me. Sure.
One would like to write the story. You know,
okay.
Everybody wants to produce it. I got a call from, you know, people you wouldn't even understand.
Like a different language or you didn't or I wouldn't understand
Playboy
why
Playboy Magazine, Nickelodeon.
Playboy Magazine and Nickelodeon.
Yes.
You are really running the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you luck, and I guess you're still the emergency goalie, so it's possible you could play for another team this year.
Now I'd like a goalie salary like the NHL guys get, you know what I mean? Hey?
Yeah, but you probably won't get that.
No, I probably won't. They already they put a quick no to that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you got a little bonus for playing,
mm-hmm.
though.
I did. In my TV appearances, I'm going to make like, 60, 70 rubles, 1,000, so.
Rubles?
Rubles. You know,
rubles.
Currency of Canada. Or Canadian dollar, whatever you want to call
it. It's not a ruble, it's a Canadian dollar.
Okay.
We'll loonies is what you were thinking.
Loonies, yes. What's a loonie?
Rubles
like
are old Russian money.
Lira is what I meant to say.
Lira is Italian.
Okay.
Also very low value. It's like
that
a peso.
The economy's going south there.
Well, they just use dollars. You could just say Canadian dollar.
Canadian dollars. I got a lot of them for what I did the other day, and I'm looking forward to getting more because I got a lot of kids at home, and I got to make sure they get, you know, all their supplies.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. That was a fake interview with David Ayers. David Ayers sounds like a name of somebody else, though.
Yeah.
Like a jazz musician or something.
It does. Yeah. Herbie Hancock and David Ayers.
David Ayers.
Tonight at Milwaukee's Trouser Flex.
Yeah.
Palladium. Yeah.
There's Robert Ailes who ran Fox News.
Or
Roger Ailes or whatever.
Roger
Ailes.
Ailes.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's not the same guy.
Yeah.
This is a different guy.
Different. There's also cream ales, pale ales, white ales.
Yes.
Based ales.
Absolutely.
Sour ales.
Jenny Cream Ale, I used to drink that a lot in college.
Gosh.
Awful beer.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
It is awful. Genesee Cream Ale. All right, now we're moving on to sports. We've been on sports the whole time, but we actually have some sports to report on from this weekend. Dan, you watched some XFL.
I did. I watched some XFL.
I watched a very little bit of the XFL. I guess the ratings are going down, as to be expected after the first week. You know, you're going to have it's not going to go up, I don't think, initially, unless something crazy happens.
But I think word of mouth will draw more people into it because
they had their first touchdown on a kickoff.
Yes.
And I think you're going to see more of that because you were mentioning, go ahead, that you found it interesting. The innovations, I think, are the most interesting thing.
The innovations, the coverage. The look of the ball.
Yes.
The transparency.
The differences are what's interesting, not the similarities.
Correct.
Because the parts where it's similar to football, it's a lesser thing. You know what I mean? The talent is
paper.
A little lesser.
But I've seen so many exciting plays, I wonder if it's like the WWE or something.
Well, that's true. I think it's set up more to be exciting, and that's what it is. The system makes the game exciting, not the players as much. And you're right. A lot of these players are probably similar to your run-of-the-mill, lower end of the roster guys.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a Calvin Johnson here. You're not going to find they may get a quarterback out of it.
You betcha. And you watch.
I think a couple backup quarterbacks will come, and other players.
Yeah,
definitely.
A couple of receivers. There will be a few. Some of these receivers, they're making fantastic catches.
They definitely are.
Do you think it's easier to catch the ball with the white spikes on the either nose?
That's interesting. I don't know what other differences there are with the ball. Like if it's a tackier ball, or if it's a little smaller, it might make it easier to catch or throw. Mm. I don't know any of the details on that. It does, you know, in the old days, they used a white football in night games.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes plenty of sense.
So, basically we have no specifics to that, but we're just saying the XFL still got some interest, in watching.
Yes. Well, I'll give you a brief rundown.
Yeah. Give me the
specifics.
Rundown for the week. Yeah. Go for it.
There was a game yesterday with the DC Defenders. Playing here against
the LA Wildcats, the worst name in the world.
And the Wildcats didn't have the hottest start. The Defenders had, and their defense had been playing terrific. But the Wildcats just came out offensively and just kept scoring. I turned it off at 33-3. Flipping into the end zone, two-point conversion attempts, a lot of exciting plays.
By LA.
by LA.
First win for LA, right?
Yeah, first win.
And DC had been very good before that.
Yes.
Like, not shutouts, but their defense was pretty good.
Yeah, and LA is getting healthy. Like, they had a couple players that were finally healthy.
Now, the other night I was doing a little banter with an audience, the show that you didn't come to.
Oh, yes.
And I said to them, I said, anybody know the name of the team in LA? Nobody did. Talking about the XFL. I said, it's the most generic team name you could think of. And somebody goes, the Smog. And I was like, No, not for LA generic. I mean, like a team name that's. And then I was like, the Smog would be a great name. Like it swarms you, you know, the LA Smog, it envelops
and
you.
Imagine if the Smog ever played the Night Steam.
Oh.
Then you'd have an all Mist showdown.
The Seattle Mist. They should all
be. Oh, yeah. The Seattle Mist, the New York Night Steam, and the LA Fog.
Smog. And then you can have a fog. You can have a cloud.
San Francisco fog. Yeah.
Yes,
oh, man.
San Francisco fog.
Limitless. The Boston scum. Oh, man. What a
the
world.
Chicago
it would be.
Snow scum.
Yep. Chicago beast dung smell. Oh, it'd be so much fun.
Well, next league.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to watch next week?
Well, here's the thing. If I find myself in between running around or doing things, and I see that it's on, I put it on every time. The coverage is exciting. You got all sorts of radio feeds. You have some jabroni explaining why a call was made.
They've done
and then
a few
you see
things
it happen
right
in real time.
Let me say the few things they did. The time of year, nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
These Saturdays and Sundays are wide open. If you're going up against the beginning of a golf round, you're fine.
Yeah.
And there's only eight teams. It's going to go quickly, and then it'll be done. And I think that's smart because it's a short enough thing that we don't lose interest if people have interest. I think it'll get a second season. It's like you said, it's not appointment viewing at all.
Do we have any figures on how they're doing financially?
Certainly they may be out there, but we are not prepared to report
for
it.
No. Yeah,
it might be easy to get, but
there's
other
podcasts for that type of
stuff. Yes, there's those XFL podcasts that get real deep into it.
Now, that's my next question. Do you think there is between 0 and 5 XFL podcasts, more than 10?
I'm going to say.
Or more than 20?
I'm going to say less than 10.
Okay.
But I think there are some, and I'm definitely going to tag them in this one.
Do you think there's any that are independent of the XFL, like people out there that are like, you know what, let's do a podcast in the XFL? Or do you think they're all XFL based?
I think there are a couple of independent ones because people think it might work.
Cool.
Like I said, I'm going to tag this one as an XFL episode and see if it brings. I don't think I'll necessarily promote it out to the general public like that, but maybe I'll try to let the XFL know we've been talking about them.
It certainly is exciting. I will say that.
And I think they can afford our if they wanted this to be the website of the whatever it is.
I could rattle Charlie's cage, say, hey, remember your old pal from Litchfield? Who we took golf lessons together.
Charlie Ebersol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him on the show.
That might be fun to have the commish or the owner of the league on.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a coup.
We'll look into it.
Yeah, let's look into that. All right. That would be great.
You know, he used to do his own little, like, Gene Malden. Is that the guy's name? Who's the film reviewer? Rex Reed, we'll call him?
Yeah, you mean like Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert?
Leonard Maltin?
Leonard Maltin, yes.
Maltin, yeah.
Maltin.
So Maltin. He'd write up in this little paper thing, as if people wanted to know, his movie reviews. And then you go to the county seat, the coffee shop, and read his...
Movie reviews.
Yeah, movie reviews.
Well, who wants to read anybody's movie review?
I know, but what a forward-thinking, bold young man.
Yeah,
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah, he realized that anybody could write those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was our XFL segment, which was kind of unexpected. And now there's only one more thing for us to do, which I don't know if you know this, Dan, but we are almost 2 months away. In fact, is today the 24th?
Ah, it is.
April 24th is the beginning of the NFL draft, so we are finally only 2 months away. Now, people have already put out 2 and 3 versions of their mock drafts before the combine even starts. So what this is our mock draft update.
Has anybody ever...
Wait, there was music.
Oh, sorry.
You don't know. I'm going to put it in after. All right, go ahead.
Has anybody ever died while trying to impress at the combine?
No.
Or been injured? Has anyone?
People
ever
have been injured at the combine before. Okay. Yes. No one's died trying to impress. I mean, they may have. What are those your updates?
I think it's.
I don't have ESPN updates going off.
Yeah, it's a work phone.
How many phones today?
Currently, I'm at 3. I have a total of 6.
You have 3 phones with you today, though.
Yes. And I'm turning this one off so we don't have any more interruptions.
That's great. Well, now we have to go back to the music again for our mock draft update.
Well, that's why I never said
it. Hang on, the music.
Jiggle your hand or something so I know you're
doing
the
music. Well, you could turn around
track.
And face me, and then you could see.
Well, don't put fantastic Premier League soccer action on.
The point
recording.
Is, we have an update, and boy, oh boy, CBS Sportsline, the gift that keeps giving, because they've got a mock draft central. And Ryan Wilson, I feel like he did one of these not that long ago. But in this new draft, oh, here's the trades he did. Jets get 13.75, Colts get 11 and 110. Like, I mean, you're predicting this? That's all I have to say.
You
that was your mock draft update for
thank
today.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it's useless, and they just keep updating them.
The most hopefully they'll look back at history and say, football was a genius. It could generate capital
off of nothing.
Of absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Year round.
It's
year
incredible.
In, year out.
It really is.
Just talking about
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' newly redesigned defense this year. What impact will it have on the league? Holy safety.
It's like, come on. Give people a break.
See, you really get the segment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, folks. I hope you got the segments. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. You can listen to us on Spotify or iTunes, which you're already doing. Why don't you rate and review us if you get a chance? We're also we have thesportsdump.com, which is our main website where we put some material up. We also have on the Twitter page, which is Sports Dump Show at Twitter. Pinned to the top of that page is AAA umpire coming home from a hard day at work, featuring you, Nooch.
Oh, that's right.
We got to do some more of those at some point.
Absolutely.
That's a quality bit, so look that up, and there'll be more of those coming and other stuff too. Bye. You want to say bye or something?
Bye or something. We'll be right back.